President Obama wrapped up his trip to Saudi Arabia today. The president's trip came amid tension over a bill in the U.S. Congress that would allow victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia for any role it may have played. The White House has threatened to veto that bill, and last week Saudi Arabia threatened to sell off its investments in the U.S. if the bill passes. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us now with more on this. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first of all, how much money has Saudi Arabia invested in the U.S.?
Well, it's a little murky because some of the foreign direct investment that Saudi holds in the United States is lumped with other countries. But we know that it's in the hundreds of billions. There are some estimates that their total investment in the U.S. is about $750 billion, mostly in U.S. treasuries, which is basically U.S. debt.
And so that's the kind of money that would have an impact on the U.S. economy if they were to withdraw, or would other people just come in and snap up those investments?
Well, that's kind of tricky because Saudi Arabia is one of the bigger ones. So when the big ones start selling, if some little country with U.S. debt sold it, it wouldn't make much of a difference. It may have an impact. When you sell U.S. treasuries, you basically lower the value of the dollar. That's a little tricky for the Saudis because their currency is pegged to the U.S. dollar. Mm. So it would have a net effect on trade between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And the Saudis are, you know, compared to other countries, pretty heavily invested in the United States. So it's unclear whether it makes a lot of sense. But yes, when you dump that amount of money in treasuries, it would likely have some effect on the United States.
Aside from U.S. treasuries, the Saudis also hold, for example, a refinery in Port Arthur, Texas. What else do they own in the U.S.?
Well, they own now the biggest refinery in the United States in Port Arthur, which makes it's easy. It becomes a client for them, an anchor client for them. The Saudis, it's a little opaque because some of it is done by an investment authority. Some of it is done by key Saudi officials or title holders. So Prince Al-Walid, the one we know the most, has a significant investment in Twitter. He's a big investment in 21st Century Fox, including Fox News. They invest in Lyft, the ride service. So Saudi investments are very, very well diversified outside of Saudi Arabia, and a lot of that money is in American companies.
So as you say that, I wonder, would they really be willing to sell off these investments if Congress were to pass this bill? Wouldn't it hurt them just as much as it would hurt the United States, if not more?
There are a lot of people who are looking at this who are smarter than I am, who say, yeah, this would be the Saudis shooting themselves in the foot, but they really don't want this bill to pass. So they want to threaten the United States with anything they've got. The problem is the country more under threat is Saudi Arabia. The reason they're keeping the price of oil low is because they know that America was producing, their best client, America, was producing so much of it. So the Saudis aren't really in the driver's seat in terms of the economic relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia right now, but you rattle what saber you have to rattle.
Ali Velshi, a business journalist, joining us to talk about Saudi Arabia, which is threatened, and we'll see what they do, to sell off investments in the U.S. if this bill passes in the U.S. Congress that would allow victims of the 9/11 attacks to sue the Saudi government for any role that it has found to have played in those attacks. And there are big questions about that. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.